For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm content for sure. You know, obviously I wanted more guarantees in the contract just because I feel like I've earned it. But, you know, you can always get what you can always get what you wish for all the time. But it's definitely noted, you know, if I have to go earn it, that's what I'll do. It's been nothing but success here in terms of what I've been able to do on the field. You know, I look to get better each and every year while I'm here. I'm really the type of guy that, you know, takes heed to old sayings, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I'm not really trying to go somewhere else. You never know, you know, the grass isn't always green on the other side. So, you know, I would rather stay where I'm thriving.
Browns wide receiver Amari Cooper just moments ago at the Greenbrier in West Virginia as the Browns wrapped up training camp practice for the day. And Chris, both your and my ear shot up when he said that he was hoping, didn't really quite get everything he wanted, and including incentives, but that, you know, you don't get everything you want. I thought that was kind of the customarily honest response that we get typically from Amari Cooper.
Yeah. Agreed. And not everybody is going to be that candid.
Yeah.
But I think it gives you an idea of where his mind is coming into this season and the things that he's going to want as soon as this contract is up. And there's obviously, when it comes to the Browns, there's obviously risk and a danger in him going out and having a monster season and all of a sudden performing in a way that is outside of their price range.
Kevin Stefanski is going to speak to the media. Right now, Denzel Ward's speaking. We're not going to carry that live. We got an update here. I think what's interesting is any decision you made with Amari was going to come with risk. And if you pay beyond this year, instead of a restructure, if you give him 3 years and $27 million on top of what he's already making, there's risk given his age and given that you are going in a new system. But you are right. I mean, there is significant risk that if he goes out there and let's say he even does better than his customary 1,200-yard season,
right,
that you could be looking at, you know, top dollar. His free agency is going to probably be the most interesting case of wide receivers because wideouts always get paid.
That's right.
But he's 30. Well, okay, but he's coming off a great year. Well, but he's not maybe a true number one wide receiver. And I think he will hit the open market. Even if he ends up coming back to Cleveland, I would be shocked if he get through this year and he signs something in like February.
Mm-hmm.
But contractually, with the way they lined up money, if he hits free agency, his contract voids because of voidable years. So it feels like either he either re-signs probably in February or he hits free agency, and then you're very unlikely to bring him back.
Well, the other thing that he has sort of ish on his side is that if you think about free agency next off season, obviously that's a long way away, but some of the guys that are in that same category as him with the age, with the questions, with the yeah buts, Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, they're the same questions that those other teams are asking about those particular guys. Like the only young, high-profile free agent is who? T. Higgins?
Yeah.
So, and if you talk about production, you know, Amari has that over T, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Well, because he's been the number one target.
Yeah, he's been the number one target.
He
has shown that he can be the number one target. So that's one variable that you eliminate.
Browns wide receiver Amari Cooper there just moments ago at the Greenbrier in West Virginia talking about his contractual situation. His first comments publicly since agreeing to a restructured contract with the Cleveland Browns for the 2024 season, but not a true extension. We do have The Guardians' latest loss to react to at some point in this hour as well. We have Kevin Stefanski, who's going to come up to the podium at some point in the very near future. But you guys can follow all the news surrounding training camp and the baseball trade deadline on 92.3 The Fan and the free Odyssey app presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator right now to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. I actually think the Browns are in the right. Like, I agree with you that I think there is a risk at play here, but I think the Browns chose the appropriate risk because I don't think they didn't extend Amari because of age.
I'd love to know, too, Nick, who it was that gave him the impression that he was going to get the extension. And is that going to be a problem between the two sides moving forward?
I think that's a very fair question. I think in all of Amari's answer, you mm-hmm. can tell that he was thinking he was going to get more,
yeah,
hoping for more. And I think if that's his agent, well, then that's the agent not doing his right job. If he was giving any indication, I mean, I just look at it like, I thought right down the line,
mm-hmm.
you got a guy guaranteed money, and he had said it's not about the money, it's about the guaranteed, which by the way, that is guaranteed money, just so Amari knows.
Mm-hmm.
But you gave him more guarantees for this year, some security, and you didn't commit any more money for him because mm-hmm. I think this is a pivotal year for Amari, and it's not because he's turning 30. It's because it's an offense he hasn't played in before. He's primarily been a West Coast receiver. And while I think we all agree that he's so good, there's a very good chance that he comes out here and has another fine season. Until you see that player in that context this late in his career, you would be taking a massive risk if you had thrown 3 years, $90 million towards him to keep him before doing that.
And I totally get that. I just think, you know, the other risk involved for the Browns is that they don't have anybody in line to replace Amari.
Yet.
And okay, so who's the yet?
Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman. I don't necessarily think this dude will do it, but Elijah Moore, Jamari Thrash.
Do you think that the Browns see Jerry Jeudy as the eventual Cooper replacement?
No, I think they might think more of Cedric Tillman in that way.
Okay.
But if we just talk about, like, skill set, but do I think they traded for Jerry given the hope that he could be a number one receiver? Yes.
Oof.
I'm not sure they're panning on that, but yeah, is that the hedged bet? Of course.
Right. So the danger in that is that, you know, if he can't become that guy,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't feel like you have anybody else inside this organization that could step into that.
Mm-hmm.
We already talked about some of the financial limitations that they have and that they are going to have. So you can't go out and get Amari Cooper type of wide receiver in free agency, right? Those guys are going to get more money than what the Browns are going to be able to give in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And the draft thing?
Maybe not Andrew Berry's strong suit. Is that what you're going to say?
Probably not. Probably not.
So here's the thing, though. I think, yes, as of right now today.
So while you have one, maybe you want to think about locking that guy up as long as he fits your contention window?
I think you're thinking of Amari like a one. And I think of Amari much more as a 1.5.
I think
1.
He's a
5.
One and a half.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I
okay.
think he's a 1.5.
So those are the guys that I think are the most risk to pay. Because there's always, like, Tyreek Hill, mm-hmm. elite speed.
Yeah.
You go to just below elite speed, you're still probably okay.
And then there's a drop-off.
Yeah. Well, but if you get below, yeah. just below, yeah. like, you could really shoot yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
Like, with Amari, when it comes to fit and you're already not maybe elite in those two ways to get you paid. The two ways to get you paid to be an elite receiver
mm-hmm.
are you are an elite physical receiver, the Calvin Johnsons,
yeah.
with enough speed, or you're an elite speed. Neither one of those things is Amari.
Well, there's the other side of this, though. Because he's not overly reliant on those kinds of things to be the wide receiver that he's been to this point in his career, you may not have the same kind of drop-off that you would for a guy who is overly reliant on athleticism, overly reliant on ability to separate, elite speed, something like that.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.